I'm Brian McCreath at Symphony Hall. I'm with Gil Shaham, who fortunately is back here in Boston, and he's playing the violin concerto by John Williams. Gil, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk with me today.
Thank you. I'm loving being with you. I'm loving being here. I'm playing John Williams concerto and loving doing that. And it's, yeah, very happy to be with you.
So John Williams wrote this concerto, you know, before you were really fully launched as a professional, but it's been a piece that you've kind of owned. I mean, you're one of the major proponents of this concerto. I know you've done it a lot with Stefan. And so my question at first is, because people know John's music so well through film, and you've done his Schindler's List music a lot, how do you relate someone's knowledge of that world to this concerto from a listener's standpoint?
Well, I think sometimes listeners might be surprised when they hear the violin concerto. You know, this is a very, I want to say somber, or I'm not sure what the right word would be. There is a dark quality to the piece, and it's certainly a concert work. You know, it's not music for a film. And I love the piece. I've been very lucky to have worked on it with John, and we've performed it several times, you know, and we even recorded it here many years, you know, about 100 years ago. I'm a great fan, and I love his writing. But he always says composing music is like working in a kitchen. You know, he says, you know, there's always something to do. You always go back here and change a little or do something there. And that's been the case with this violin concerto. So even for this performance this week, there are some new notes and some different bars, and some things have changed. And it's been really incredible to work on it with John. I find the piece to be incredibly moving. It starts with this very dark, almost minor quality, although it's not, you know, exactly in a tonal vein, you know, sort of a B flat going up to a G flat in a sixth, and this very compact gesture is kind of the seed for the whole piece. And by the end of the third movement, it transforms, and there's an incredible moment where the sort of apotheosis of the piece, where it's inverted into a minor third, but it has a major quality because it's G sharp and B natural, you know, and the violin takes over this tune, this time with the whole orchestra, the force of the entire orchestra behind the violinist. And it really takes the listener on an incredible journey, you know.
So the thing about it is that and you, because you've worked with John so much on it and played it and recorded with him, you know the story of it. And it was written just after his wife had died. And I just wonder, with pieces like that, and there are many other pieces like that where there's a story that feeds into the music itself, how much does that story in this case really stay present in your mind as you play?
You know, I have asked John that same question about this piece. And he sort of said, yes, you know, John's wife was someone who loved violin. And, you know, the piece is dedicated to her. And so at the very least, you know, I don't know if there's a literal story in the music, but there's something about her that's very much part of this music.
John also has said that this piece is sort of in the same vein as great 20th century violin concertos by Bartok and Prokofiev. It's funny that he mentioned those. Tell me how that resonates with you when you play John's violin concerto. Does it have that kind of connection for you as a performer?
Oh, I think there is very much something about that. And when you're on stage and you're delivering, I don't know, a Prokofiev violin concerto for your audience, that you're very similar to going on stage and delivering, you know, the lines from John Williams' violin concerto. And I guess you could look at some things. The very last note of the piece is, the open G string on the violin in an accented eighth note, you know? And that's the same as the very last note of Prokofiev's second violin concerto. So, yeah, I mean, you could point out little similarities to that. And John's knowledge of the violin literature is pretty encyclopedic, you know, and I say this as a violinist. It's really staggering to, you know, just to be around him, to talk music with him, because he really does know so much about, you know, what has been written for violin and violin writing. And I think this piece comes from a place of great love for the violin, just as he said. I feel like I should tell you the story of the one, there was one instance when John changed the ending of the first movement. There was a beautiful ending before where, that melody that starts the piece comes back with the violins and the orchestra, and then the solo violin plays a counterpoint to it. And the counterpoint before was very poignant and very touching, but John decided to change it. And I can't remember if we were on the phone or we spoke. And he said, "Look, I think he calls me baby." He says, "Look, baby, I changed. You know, it's a little bit like kind of jazz vernacular or something." You know, and he's like, "Look, baby, I think I changed the ending and some of the counterpoint." And I'm like, "Really? I'm my curiosity's piqued. You know, can you tell me?" He's like, "Well, you'll see." And then when I looked at it, it's just the most breathtaking thing, you know. I'm not saying this story properly, but just to as beautiful as the counterpoint before was, suddenly this takes that passage to a whole other level, you know. And with the violin kind of soaring up to a high B and some long notes. And in a way, there's fewer notes, but much greater impact emotionally, you know? And I don't know.
Wow.
I wish I could describe it better.
No, but that's a great example of what you said at the beginning.
If I showed you the two passages next to each other, you would see, this one is beautiful, but this one has much more impact, possibly, you know?
Well, Gil Shaham, it's been so nice to talk with you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Great to see you. Great to be with you.